Wonder, boys and girls, do you have a hero? Does anybody have a hero? Some people have heroes. You put your hand up. Some people have heroes, don't they? Some people have sports heroes. Some people have heroes of maybe some doctor or something like that, somebody who's excelled in some sort of field or other. But I was thinking about heroes, and I thought of some superheroes. Does anybody have a superhero that they really like? Don't you say it. Go ahead, John.
Batman.
Oh yeah, that's just about them all nearly, isn't it? There's lots of superheroes, but I want to think about these particular superheroes. And I'll give you a clue. And these two, I can't let these two answer, they know what it is. There's four of them. And they're all in a family. Who is it, John?
The Incredibles,
that's right. Well, we're only going to think about four. There's only four up there, I think. I hope. Anyway, we're going to think about the Incredibles this morning. And we love the Incredibles in our house. In fact, I brought one with me. In fact, I know there's some mum and dads here who don't know who the Incredibles are. We have got this one in our house. And if you press him here, he says something. Are you listening?
Saving the day, a day at a time.
Look at that. That's his motto, isn't it? That's Mr. Incredible, isn't it? Is it? That's good to know. So first of all, we've got nothing on the screen. There we go. We've got Mr. Incredible coming up. Now, Mr. Incredible's known as who? What's his real name? Bob Parr, isn't it? He's Mr. Incredible.
And then I look at
who
he has. He's got super strength.
That's what I'm going to ask. He's got super strength. That's his superpower. And when I see Mr. Incredible, and I thought his superpower strength, I thought, I know somebody that's even stronger than that. And I thought of God. And I said, because the Bible tells me that our God is an almighty God. And that he's a great God. He's a strong God. And he's far more super than Mr. Incredible. But that was Mr. Incredible. Now, we've got another. This doesn't stop at Mr. Incredible. Sure it doesn't. We've got another one. Somewhere. There we go. Violet.
I know what she has.
Here she comes now.
She's going to be making force fields and she must be turning invisible.
That's right. I think, Jonathan, you should stand here. What about that? I hear the children's talk next week. Okay, Violet. She can bring a protective shield around herself, can't she? And as you rightly say, she can make herself invisible as well. But a protective shield, and anybody can send her wee like bubble that comes round her, is safe, isn't he? All the bodies, bullets and their laser guns all bounce off them. And they'll go away. Then we'll have the next one. Rabbit. And this is Elastigirl. And she is Mrs. Bob Parr. Helen Parr, you call her, isn't it? That's Mr. Incredible's wife. For all you older ones that don't know that. That's Mrs. Incredible as such. Or Elastigirl. And she's got what? She's super stretch, isn't she? She can stretch away out, and she can stretch away at the back. I should have said something back at Violet, by the way, before I went on there. Violet, well, she was what? She was in a protective bubble, wasn't she? And when I thought of that, I thought, boys and girls, that if you've got the Lord Jesus in your life, he'll protect you. Because it says in the Psalms that God is my strength and my shield. And when Mr. Incredible is strong, but God's stronger. And Violet, because it's protection. Well, we'll get them. And Violet protects. Or God, Jesus protects. If you got Jesus in your heart, he holds you in the hand, he protects you. Then we've got Elastigirl, and she's stretched out, isn't she? And when I thought of Elastigirl stretching, she could stretch right to the back there, couldn't she? And back again. And it gets all into all manner of shapes. But when I thought about the stretch, I thought about the Lord Jesus, and I thought about him on the cross. And his arms were stretched out wide like that. On the cross. Why was he on the cross? Somebody else could answer. Know it? That's to save us from our sins, that's right. And that's why he went to the cross. Now, one more, now you have to be quick. We've got Dash. And we have somebody. Yeah, we have somebody in our house that sort of modelled himself in that. So we did. There you are, super speed, Dash. Now, when I thought about that, and I thought about Dash, he's lightning quick. I thought about something else that the Lord Jesus actually said. He says, behold, I come quickly. I'll come quickly. Because it says in his word, boys and girls, one day the Lord Jesus is going to come back. And he's going to take all the boys and girls, and all the men and women, and all the mums and dads, who have asked the Lord Jesus into their heart, up to heaven. And he says it's going to be quicker than what? A blink of an eye. How quick's that? We're going to do the experiment, right? I've got my stopwatch. Right? Now, blink, you use both eyes. Wink, you only use one eye. So I don't want these girls winking. Right? No winking at me. Just use both eyes, right? So I want you to blink, right? Hold on, I get my stopwatch ready. Here, set, right? Oh dear, it's already been on. Right, here we go. Ready? When I say go, I want you to blink. I ain't going to time how quick it is, right? Ready? Steady? Go. No, no, I want you to do it now. Hold on, after I say go, right? Blink, ready? Steady? Go. Did you do it?
Yes.
Oh, he didn't see it. It was really quick.
I
was. I tried to time it. You see, boys and girls, it's that quick, I couldn't even time it. That's just how quick the Lord Jesus is going to come back. Just like that. Very quick. And he's going to take us, all the boys and girls who love him, home to heaven. They're really an incredible family, those the Powers, aren't they? Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, Violet, and Dash. They've all got different gifts. They've all got different gifts. But they all work together for the greater good, don't they? When I thought of that, boys and girls, but there's an even more incredible family, and that's the Church of God. And there's only one way to be part of that Church of God, is to come through Jesus and what he did for us in Calvary. You ask him into your heart, and he'll bring you into his family, because it's an incredible family to be in. Because we're all different, we've all got our own wee gifts, and God, each one of you have got a special gift that God wants you to use, and God wants you to use for him. And it's our prayer in this church that all the boys and girls will ask the Lord Jesus into their heart and will grow up and use their gift for him. So will you remember that, boys and girls? The story about the Incredibles? The way we've got an incredible family, it's even more incredible to be part of God's family, because God is an incredible and a great big God, isn't he?